אנחנו בחלק השני של השיעור.
In the second part of the lesson, we are going to read selected excerpts from the sources about the law of Arvut. We are in excerpt 27. You can download the excerpts from our website, or you can click the study materials icon on Galaxy. You can ask questions on Kabbalah TV.
Like we learned, and we're learning, and we will learn, and we'll get to know whoever wants or doesn't. The whole world will have to get to know this, that the law of Arvut is a law of connection between all the parts of reality, still vegetative, animal, and speaking people. And we need to erect this law. It's not that it exists on its own. It exists, but it exists inside of nature, and we don't want to accept it because we are differentiated and distanced from one another. By us coming closer, we attain the extent in which this law is necessary to build this one kli, to discover the one creator, and thus come to the one world. Hence, we need to revive this law of Arvut between us as the central core law of all of reality, upon which we need to all exist. And this is how we need to see our future. And we need to try and learn it and implement it between us and advertise it as well and bring it to the whole world for implementation, this law of Arvut. So let's learn. We'll read together. If there will be questions, please just understand. This is the only law. Just like there was one law that was before the shattering of the vessels, where the force of reception and vessels and the force of bestowal supported, because above them was the force of the Creator that united them. Thus it is now where we are in a state in which we need to push ourselves to the law of Arvut, to a place that will help us understand it and be able to execute it between us and thus bestow it to all the parts of reality, to the still that's below us, as well as the vegetative, animal, and speaking. Yes, let's go.
So, rereading from a document, a compilation of excerpts about the law of Arvut, excerpt 27 from Rabash, what to look for in the assembly of friends. Each one should try to bring into the society the spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with his progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through the society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society. Again, each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through the society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот он здесь пишет, да, что каждый должен стараться дать группе дух жизни.
Yes, dear Rav, your teacher, he writes that each one should instill a spirit of life and hopefulness. And you said in a previous question that the principle of the mutual relations between us is like Sfirot in a Parzuf. And this is what we should pass. Is this what we should pass to one another in the spiritual structure, the spirit of life?
Of course, each from his qualities, his properties, his characteristics that he sees inside of himself, he's concerned with raising the society to a new degree. That's exactly what we need. That's why we need to be an example to one another. But it's not that each has to behave like the other, but rather towards the awakening of the group, the importance of the goal, the greatness of connection, the creator that we want to reveal, to build him from the connection between us. What else are we missing in order to construct the creator? Just like we're building out of clay or snow, a character of sorts. We're working in the society how and depict how we would build it, to depict who it is from our inner qualities, how we're inverting ourselves from our ego oppositely in order to take out from each of us, establish this form of bestowal out of each of us until we establish the character of the Creator. You made me. That's how it's written.
Let's say that I want to give the friends this spirit of life. I think about them, I intend to ask for them, I feel the friends as separate, but also what is common to us. I mean, I feel their deficiencies, but also what is common to us. So I ask for the spirit of life, or...
Both. Think this way and that way. There's every Everything is good. If it's for correction and connection and your search to find that connection with them and with that connection build the character of the Creator, then there's no problem with this. It will always come out good. PT 10.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mike.
I wanted to ask, there is the matter of the goal and the way to the goal. Is this the same thing, or is there a difference between these two concepts?
Well, the goal could be Israel, the light and the Creator are one, where we are all connected to the concept of that's called the Creator, Boe, where a person, which is Adam, is called similar, resembling the Creator, this image that we are building between us, in this connection between us, such that all our will to receive will give us this greatest clash, that above we will bring the force of connection. And this is how we will truly come to the form of the Creator.
The difficulty that a person feels, it is the difficulty, as you say, that a person is going against the wind and the rain. This objection, this resistance, is that in the goal or on the way to the goal?
On the way to the goal, When we reach the goal itself, we are correcting ourselves in order to bestow in such a way that we have no clashes whatsoever there. And there it's a world that is all good and rest for eternality.
That is, in order to have the strength to go against the rain and the wind, as you say, Balasulam writes, the goal has to constantly be very high.
Very high ahead of us and the support of the friends. Everything is measured. It's all arranged from above in such a way that if I, with my small forces, but with the friends, together, all of us, each is aware of our weaknesses and turn to the Creator and ask of Him, and each takes the other to help one another, and we ask from the Creator, we succeed. The Creator loves it when we are weak and we help one another not fall, and with that we turn to Him. Do you understand what a picture there is here? Dudi,
so say it. Say what? That the Creator loves it, that all, each one of us is weak on the floor, lifeless, lacking any force.
But we hold on to one another like little children to not fall, and we're asking of the Creator to grow up. That's the best possible way.
Rav, what do we ask the Creator for? That He will help us
be in this brave connection, so that in this connection we want to reveal His force together with us, where we specifically want Him to live in us, arrange us, awaken us, and eventually our entire essence, which we received from this will to receive, will now be revealed in Him in the desire to bestow.
I'd like to focus it. We're asking to see the greatness of the goal, or the greatness of the goal exists already, and we're just asking for the power to go for it.
Well, that's on the way. Of course, we want to ask the greatness of the goal in order to advance and move forward. But eventually, for what are we want to see before us the goal itself? That to which we are advancing. The goal itself, which we are all adhered to one another, and the Creator is revealed between us as a result of that connection.
This means that we might say that the request is composed of two stages. First of all, there's always the greatness of the goal, and then from the greatness of the goal, how do we reach it?
I would say it's better give us the possibility to connect between us in order to build Your image between us. Let us have the possibility to connect in such a way that our form of connection will be You. To build Him. That's, I don't know how to express it. Sometimes it comes out, sometimes not so much so. Okay?
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Yes, Rob. Am I hearing from you that we should be praying for the potential state, that the state that is to come and hold on to it? It doesn't matter the feelings, doesn't matter the state that we are currently in, but you constantly hold on to that future state that we want to attain.
Yes. We are constantly praying for the next state.
Доброе утро. Ну где-то получил ответ, но все-таки спрошу. Когда я чувствую, что у меня нет жизни духа, вот духа жизни, я
обязан. I received a little bit of an answer, but I would like to ask nevertheless. When I feel that I don't have the spirit of life, I have to search for how can I fill up the friends with what I don't have, or what?
I will tell you from my experience, and this happens many times, when I feel that I have no strength whatsoever, desire, strength, force. Force and desire is the same thing, but let's say the force, desire, awakening, there's nothing. I try to stop thinking about myself completely and to think only about the friends that I have to help, that I must act this before them, that I must talk before them, that I have to awaken them. Let's say it was in the lesson today, where I was very tired in the lesson, and I have a specific problem with a weakness, with my health, and I couldn't myself, I wasn't at all not rising from the bed, and just not capable, incapable of reading, of studying. I woke up at 11:30 at night, and the lesson's at 3. And I couldn't fall asleep or anything. Eventually, what to do? I must awaken them somewhat. Yes, it could be that from this state of mind, I'm actually bringing them down. But the main thing is the intention. So I constantly, before the lesson, thought, how will I nevertheless be able to bestow to them, to somewhat convince, somewhat awaken someone, somewhat uplift them, and not of myself whatsoever. That's it. And specifically in such a way, it helps awaken. Sometimes it takes a few minutes and you wake up already. But then, as much as you will be in spiritual work, you will see that this can continue for days. Because the heaviness is great, the degrees are different, and there's nothing to do. We have to continue. Therefore, if a person doesn't leave and constantly thinks, how I think, how I bestow to the society, each of you is responsible. Don't think it's me because I'm your teacher. Each and every one of you, in a spiritual kli, integral one, there is no first and there's no last. We are all in a circle, around. And if there are those who jump ahead, like Vlad from Kiev, or someone from New York, or Almaty, or that's not important. Everyone, each and every one, is in that same degree of importance. Everyone. It could be that he never asks, and he's ashamed of asking. We must, each and every one of us, make sure how I awaken everyone, even without a word. Know this, it's very important. Therefore, especially when the Creator doesn't give the possibility to recover, to awaken, so it's just like with a mother, has children, and she's sick, but you know, she wakes up out of her bed, at night, in the morning, whenever it's needed to take care of her kids, and she cares for them. There's nothing you can do about it. That's how we are. Therefore, the main thing is constantly thinking that you are in service of your society, and you owe them. And this takes a person out of all the descents, and one advances towards the goal. And the less wise we become in this, and more aimed towards the goal, this will be the good. Don't look at other people. Don't look at those that think that they have a different kind of spiritual work. Look at what's written in the articles of our Kabbalists, and you'll see. You can also read Baal Shem Tov. You can also read Sneboer in Kotsk, A Burning Bush in Kotsk, all kinds of books that are spiritual work. The Camp of the Degel of Machane Ephraim, and many others, but they're all saying the same thing. The flag of the Camp of Ephraim.
I still don't understand. the way you gave this depiction, you said you don't have the power. Suddenly you have the power to start thinking about them and asking for them, the friends.
How does a mother do this? When her children are sick and she's sick and she wakes to them and cares for them and doesn't think about herself.
I really don't know.
But you understand that.
Oh, there is this, such a picture, but I don't feel like a mother, like this mother.
So that needs to awaken to you to knowing that it's possible, that it's within one's forces.
What are these two different axes? On the one hand, one doesn't have any air, any oxygen. On the other one, he supplies the others with air.
If you will think that you're obliged to others, to the group, you will find the forces. You will find them.
But the moment that you don't have air, you don't have oxygen.
Yeah. You will have air and oxygen. You will. Not like when you usually can, maybe in an awakening and excitement with forces and joy, jumping, but you can drag yourself to rise and do something.
This depiction of the mother, it's egoistic nevertheless.
So what? You're an egoist for the time being also? But you know that I must awaken them. I must give them my part. And that's it. Not egoistic is only in the end of correction. Until then, we always have a part that's egoistic also. Use it correctly as well.
Africa.
Shalom Rav. I feel you very much. I wake up myself at 11:30 and couldn't sleep. Like you. Of course, I'm not in your level, but I was not good. And Rav, I want to ask, why we need to go through such state of doubt, such state of no forces? What is give to the Creator?
These are not states that happen by chance. They're all written in the root of the soul of each of us. And we must go through these states. And it's not that this gives the Creator something. The Creator is our general kli that sustains the light of Insof within it. Therefore, this whole Creator, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is filled with the light of Insof. Hence, if you're talking about the Creator, you're talking about that state, that final state, the ideal state. So, towards that state, we need to correct all the inclinations, all the desires, all the thoughts, all that there is. Everything needs to be corrected. This is why in everyone, in each and everyone and everyone together, we need to eventually disclose all the possible states that need to be revealed in the whole kli, the general kli of Adam HaRishon. There's no question about this. We just need to correct, and that's it. Why? Because. Later we will see why these states. It's like with little children. They know why they're going through such states. No. But this is how they have to do it. USA Midwest.
Rabash пишет, что раньше человеку казалось, что перед ним стоит огромная гора и огромные помехи. А сейчас
Bash writes that in the past a person was thinking that he is facing a tall mountain and formidable obstructions. Now he feels that it's nothing. It sounds like a huge change in his perception of reality. So here comes the question: these great obstructions, the disturbances, they don't disappear; they only grow. So how can you understand these words of Rabash that now he feels that this is nothing?
If I see before me great disturbances. But specifically then, because of these great disturbances, I don't find any other opportunity, possibility rather, to run away from them, other than to connect in society. Then I begin to see these disturbances, not as disturbances, but as a degree on which we can rise higher. And these disturbances become my ascent, and that's how we climb. Only in this way we need to see the disturbances. They are not disturbances, they are help against. For the time being, they feel like against, but at the end of the day, it's the helping force that is helping us each time to climb.
Kiev 2. Kiev 2.
Дорогой Раф, относительно вкуса к молитве из праха, из пустоты.
Вот hello, dear Rav. In relation to tastes in the prayer from the dust, from the emptiness, how do we use the 10 in order to awaken this taste? I invest in the 10, only my prayer, my man.
If you ask the society to pray together, then that great disturbance that's before you, when you begin to connect, it will become a springboard for ascent and for connection, for revelation. You discover things from the posterior and you need to turn it into the face. You hear that? That's a very important thing. What did you ask?
Вот этот вкус к молитве из пустоты, как вот за счет десятки, как привязать это?
This prayer out of emptiness, how do you to connect the flavor to the ten?
Each and every disturbance I wish to bring to the group. Because with the group, if we work on the disturbance, we turn it into a spiritual ascent. And to a spiritual ascent, it's only possible if we raise ourselves together. So each and every disturbance, bring it to the ten. It's not that you're just confusing them and filling their mind with nonsense. Rather, try to solve your disturbances with the connection with everyone, even individually. Individual disturbances, and each one like that brings his individual disturbance. This is called his individual coarseness of his sphira from this ten sphirot that you are. So it works out that each and every one adds his coarseness, the coarseness of his sphira, and by that you assemble the higher degree and you climb it. In your work, try to be more creative. How to build these degrees. Vlad, from Kiev, do you know how to do it?
Я хотел спросить, знаете, о чем? Вот, а как мы можем...
You know what I wanted to ask? I wanted to ask about how we can pass strength to you. We love you very much and we would like to pass on forces to you. I can ask for the friends, but how can I do that?
Don't pray for me, only go towards the goal and as much as I'll need to and as much strength as I'll have to work with you, I'll have it, and that's what will be. There's no point thinking about it. The Creator is arranging everything, and as much as we need, He'll give us the strength and opportunities to be together. And after that, you'll understand that everything is in His hands and in your hands. So no need to think about it at all. Don't think about it, don't pray about it, nothing. Only connection in the group. There you will see your future. Only like that.
Между нами должна же быть какая-то степень готовности принять то, что вы хотите нам дать.
But there has to be some readiness to accept what you're saying.
Each and every moment I give you, I add to you, all those things are with you. They're written on our website, in each and every one's heart. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Leave those things to... There is none else besides him. We have a landlord. He's maintaining everything. He's keeping everything. We can relax a little bit from that. Only one thing you need to be together and the Creator within us.
Moscow 7.
Рав, два момента хотел выяснить. Первый, вы сейчас сказали, каждый приносит.
I'd like to scrutinize two topics. The first is what you just said, that each one brings his disturbance, the view of his sphere to the group.
But it's not like you're telling the group about your disturbances, but that you want to overcome in the group over these disturbances. And in this way, each one brings the disturbances. And then these disturbances are not disturbances. There are small degrees, 10 tiny degrees that become 1 degree, and then you can climb on it together.
Я прихожу с этой помехой в группу саму.
Let's say I have a serious something that's disturbing me. I don't tell them about it, but I'm acting with impression and love, and by that I overcome it for everyone.
Yes, exactly. And find these things. Rabash writes about them. Rabash writes about it.
Ken. Tov, nelech ala.
Let's move forward. We have what?
Bulgaria.
What to do? Bulgaria.
Дорогой Рав, хочу спросить. Сейчас в каждом.
Dear Rav, I'd like to ask. At the moment, every house has water and electricity, but we have infinite energy. Informative energy from above, and only in the connection between us it depends if we can feel it and use it properly. Is that right?
Moscow free.
Yes.
Thank you.
Доброе утро, учитель. Когда вы сегодня сказали, что
Good morning, teacher. When you said today that we're like small children holding our hands and asking together is somehow clear, but what does it mean that we're like children holding hands?
It's because we understand that if the Creator won't help us, we'll not succeed. Relative to Him, you're small, weak, miserable, and our correction depends only on Him. And if it depends on Him, then how can we ask of Him? Only if we are holding one another. If all of us together will hold with our hands in the ten and turn to Him, and in this way He is willing to turn to us and to help. This is the meaning of and the children of Israel aside from the work.
Latin free. Pregunta.
Buenos días, Raf. Pregunta de un amigo del grupo. Cuando tengo que mantener.
A friend from a question from a friend in the 10.
Comienzo a sentir un pesar, enojo interno que se va acumulando. ¿Qué hago con esa sensación? Temo que vaya a liberarse de una manera negativa hacia los amigos.
When I begin to work with my friends, in me there is a grudge and anger with them, and I'm afraid it will break out and erupt on the friends. What should I do with that?
Very good. You have what to work with. You have to turn this into love. You have to turn this into love. Find how to do it. There are many methods for it. How hate, rejection can be turned into love. Try. But if you do it, you will gain much.
Shalom, querido Rab. La música
caballera. Hello, dear Rav.
En algo para superar el estado de la pesadez de la cabeza.
Can Kabbalistic music help us somehow to overcome the burdening?
Yes, music can help. Very much so. try it.
Hola, Rab. Gracias. Rab, parece que siempre...
Hello, Rab. Thank you. Rab, it seems as if we always lack connection, bestowal, and importance. We always lack faith. The left is always there. The question is, are the goal and the path the same, or will the path ever end?
I don't
know if the path ends. I didn't reach the end to tell you if it does end or what. But I can tell you one thing. You should not stop. It's written anything but leave. That's what I got from Rabash. And he passed away 30 years ago, and I'm without him, and I continue, and I am trying, and I wish to believe that I'm following his path. And that's how we need to continue. Anything but leave until the end of your life. And you'll see that each time you'll receive reinforcement along the way. You'll see what's happening in the world more correctly, what's happening in your life, how more correctly to advance. You'll see the whole world is confused, and with each passing year it becomes emptier. People are becoming seemingly stupider. But for us, the important thing is to continue, to keep going. And those who keep going, the Creator begins to take care of them in a more clearer way. He's already taking care of them, but becomes clearer. The more we connect together to the group, by that, we obligate the Creator to take care of us. Then that's how we will advance. The important thing is not to be afraid.
Galil West.
Please, how to find the internal forces for the work in spirituality?
From a prayer and from the group.
Bonjour, Rav. Quel manque spirituel, comme une mère qui doit alimenter ses enfants,
nous ressentir au sein de notre vie. What hunger, what spiritual hunger, like a mother who has to feed her children, has to be in the ten for us to avoid going into a routine.
Yeah, I need to relate to the group one time, like as a mother who needs to take care of them, and another time as a baby who's under their care. And that's what we learned from Rabash's articles about the ten. Let's do one more, Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. Kabbalists write that one should accept upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven. How can you learn to accept such work, such responsibility like a mother, without the importance leaving you?
Excellent. You say everything correctly.
Forgive me for my insolence, but your stories about Rabash always pass on the understanding about the emotion. Can you tell us about the moment that with you that it shifted from understanding to action?
I don't
know. First of all,
avodah bikviyut.
I learned from Rabash the work in consistency, facing the work every day, day in, day out, for years. You get up, you begin the day correctly, you continue it, you finish it, and the following day again, and again, and even if you are going through different changes in life, you're constantly trying to maintain yourself on the same path. This is the first thing you learn from the Kabbalists, that the spiritual goal should always be before your eyes. Of course, he's a human. He needs to do everything that a normal person has to do. But this is what we learn from the teacher. But all the rest you attain with the group.
How can you understand? Well, we understand the importance, but how to turn it into action?
Look at the people who've been with us and have left. Typically, those are people who were not connected to the group. And the more we advance, the more you'll see it in a more, in a clearer way. Because the connection to the group will become the most important and the only thing, the only place where we build our vessel, our ten sefirot. We'll begin to receive from them inner light, surrounding light, reshimot. Everything is in the ten. Why did Rashbi and his students reveal the end of correction? How come? Because they were such a ten that they were able to cancel each one towards the others, and then the state of the end of correction appeared in them. Also between you, among you, there are people who are ready for it. Many of them. We need to exert a little bit.
Moscow too.
Спасибо, Раф. У меня вопрос о помехах. Что является помехой, которую я могу...
Thank you, Rav. I have a question about the disturbances. What is a disturbance I can bring to the group?
Everything you hear on the outside, don't bring it to the tent. Other than that, no problem. But a ten is like living on a cloud, and everything that belongs to the connection between you and the Creator is what you need. All the rest is nonsense. Various corruptions that appear only so you would protect yourself from them. That's it.
Hadera 1.
Rav, in our world we find forces out of the position the ego places us in. The higher the position, the more we overcome it, and then we have more strength. Is it different in the spiritual world? Will it change?
In the spiritual world, it's the same mechanism as in the corporeal world. It's only because that you know how to use your ego correctly. That's it. The only difference between this world and the next is the enslavement of the of malchuyot, of the kingships. Because instead of your egoistic malchut, there's another malchut that is in control, the malchut or the kingship of heaven. That's it. BT 12.
אתה אמרת ממש חשוב שבכלי הרוחנית אנחנו כולנו במעגל אחד והשאלה זה שאיך אנחנו בונים את הכלי הרוחני הזאת
אנחנו בונים את הכלי הרוחני בקשר בינינו
We build the spiritual clay in the connection between us. The connection between us. Now, despite all the disturbances, like, look at you, PT-12, such a big group. Where do you get so many people? It's much more than a 10. So, connect between you. Start to see how you respect the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, the Creator, each and every friend that connects to others. How are you connected together? How are you scrutinizing your deficiency? Where you want to attain the connection, and the connection to attain the force of love, which is the Creator, and turn to Him and see how much it would help. Well, I'm with you.
Rav, you also said that every friend should perform an action of being an example. The question is, what action should every friend do as an example?
Examples for awakening, kindness, love, embrace, the tendency towards studying, understanding, knowing, connecting to others, everything we need in order to attain the spiritual state. Okay? So,
thank you.
Grow stronger. Everything will work out. Everything will work out. I'm telling you. Just a little bit of patience and don't forget Ichigdana.
Tov. Anachnu ulay na'avor le...
Maybe we should go to
a speech for the completion of the Zohar, next part, or
yeah.
So let's move on, but first let's sing a song together.
Seguir solo, si somos dos, seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Y ala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Y ala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Y ala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Y ala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Con fuerza la paloma busca el nido, a sus pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido, así yo con mi hermano me de hallar. Yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará.
de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra